happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And man, I appreciate you joining us today. I hope you had a great weekend as we jump back into our series called Hand in Hand, looking at the book of Ruth. And we're kind of looking at the intersection of God's power and our plans. And one of the things that we saw in week two is that God's power is always ahead of our plans. God has put Naomi and Ruth now right in the crosshairs of his plans, that his power is perfected in our weakness. It doesn't excuse our responsibility to make wise decisions and choices. And at the same time, aren't we all grateful that we can humbly come before God and say that we don't make perfect decisions? And even when we make the wrong ones, God can use our imperfections to glorify himself. Chapter 2 and 3 really read like a very odd dating story. But even at that, the weirdness of the dating story just magnifies the providence and the power of God. And so you have, you know, Ruth interacting with Boaz, who's going to become the kinsman redeemer. We'll talk more about that the next week, but he is the one that God has brought in an unlikely way to see Ruth and Naomi come back into the family, not just back into the family of God, right? Not just the family of Bethlehem, but into the line ultimately, not just of David, but of the son of David. So one of the things that we learn is that God's invincible plan often comes through his invisible providence. And I think that one of the things that's important for us to note is that whenever we think about making decisions, we tend to think about, did I make the right decision or the wrong decision based on the results, based on how smooth the outcomes were. We think about, man, was that right or was that wrong? I think a better way to make those evaluations is not necessarily based on did it go good or did it go bad, but rather did we take the spiritual inputs that we had, lay those in front of the Lord, submit ourselves to him. And then even if things are rough, even if things are difficult in some ways, we say, you know what? God shines the brightest when the days are the darkest. So even if it's difficult for us, even if at times God's providence for us is not smooth and easy and happy, and that's one of the things I think you see in the book of Ruth, right? There are highs and lows. It's not just a happily ever after story. That in God's providence, the weaker we are, the stronger his glory is seen. There is nothing that God will not use to accomplish his redemptive plan in you and me. So I think what's important for us to realize is that even when we don't know what to do, we return to what we do know to do. And we see those as our five core values at LifePoint. One of those being, we are servants. And so today, I just want us to pray over the people who are faithfully serving in and through our church, people who are committed to teams, who are going to show up on time, on a calendar, right, for the glory of God on a regular basis, hopefully as a catalyst to see their lives as servants. If you're serving, then thank you so much for the way and ways, maybe even, that you are doing that, because it's part of the core. That's what Ruth says in chapter 2 to Boaz. She says, I mean, I'm a servant in Ruth chapter 2, verse 13. And we do that because Jesus said he didn't come to be served, but to serve. So let's just take a minute. I'll pray that, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, these lessons that we learn in Ruth about our plans, your power, what providence looks like over the long haul. One of the joys of eternity is that we're going to get to see all of the ways that you redeemed our good decisions and our bad decisions because you've redeemed us personally in Christ. And out of that, God, we get to participate with you in the restoration of all things. What a glorious life, God, that you've given us to live in the highs and the lows, knowing that you're with us. God, you are hanging on to us, holding on to us, even when sometimes we feel like we're barely hanging on to you. So God, today, as we start a new week, we just want to confess our weaknesses, our sinfulness. We ask you to sanctify us, your spirit to work in us. And God, we want to work with you this week, looking for your providence and stepping in and joining you. Now you take the opportunity to pray.